Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Mary Phelan's here from the Farmers Journal. Mary, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Lovely weather. I suppose the farmers are all moaning about it.
No, not quite, but the weather does bring... Well, actually, one story that we have in tomorrow's paper, the snail farmers are moaning about it because due to the drought as such, they don't have spring forage rape growing as much as it normally would because there hasn't been enough rain. So the snails now have to stay in their moisture-controlled polytunnels for another while.
Okay, so would they be letting the snails out into a field or something?
I guess they would be letting them out of the polytunnel, maybe into the very fenced off small patch of land.
A tiny little fence around it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
But yeah, so they're stuck inside for another while, unfortunately, for the poor snails.
Okay, but this isn't a drought. It's just a few days ago.
No, but I guess by Irish standards, I mean, apparently it's going to be the hottest May on record, is it? Am I hearing that right?
Oh, we're all getting a bit beyond ourselves now.
I believe
it
will
lash and rain
it.
Next week, and that'll be the end of it. Having said that, and even though it is Ireland, and even though our sun really isn't compared to the Mediterranean or anything that intense, it's still dangerous if you're working outside a lot of the time.
Yeah, it certainly is. So, you know, farming is already, it can be a dangerous occupation. I know Mairead on several occasions has definitely mentioned farm safety and the number of farm accidents that happen every year. But another concern for the farming community generally is skin cancer. So new research from the British Cancer Journal showed that almost 1 in 4 deaths from skin cancer in Ireland come from the construction or the agriculture industry. So, I mean, it's fairly self-explanatory why that happens. Farmers are outside most of the time. Even if it's a cloudy day, 80% of UV rays come through cloud cover. So farmers are outside 365 days of the year, so they're exposed to UV rays all of the time. Apparently, we receive 65% of our total lifetime of UV exposure before the age of 18, because children are playing outside so much. They're not in a radio studio like yourself and myself now. So farming children particularly would be outside more than the average. So they would be particularly at risk as well. And then the other thing is that on farms, some chemicals that are used, such as creosote, make your skin more sensitive to UV rays to start with. So really, in Australia, they have kind of tackled this in a sense by putting sunscreen lotion into very plain looking packages, into these big gallon containers, so they don't look girly and they don't look feminine, because a lot of farmers over there, you know, there's more male farmers and female farmers, so they don't see it as a feminine thing to be putting on sunscreen. But also in Australia, they're very good to wear these kind of legionnaire style caps, so their ears are covered, the back of their necks are covered, and really that's kind of where a lot of farmers, when they do get skin cancer this side of the world, that's where they'll get it. They're not going to get it on parts of their bodies that are covered by shirts. It's always the exposed parts. So really, Irish farmers, they should be wearing wraparound sunglasses. They should be trying to work in the shade from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's when the UV rays are at their, you know, most dangerous. They should be checking the UV index, which they can access on www.cancer.ie/UV index. And they should have sunscreen at hand all the time. I mean, a farm is a big place. It's not just one small office. So you should have sunscreen in your tractor. You should have it in your shed. You should have it at home in the kitchen. And sun damage also contributes to the development of cataracts. So farmers should be wearing sunglasses. Now, I rarely see farmers wearing sunglasses.
Yeah,
maybe the younger ones. But my dad, I have never seen him wear a pair of sunglasses. I've never seen him wear slippers. I've never seen him wear a dressing gown. He's just allergic to certain things. So I think there should be more of an emphasis in the farming community, because I'm surprised that I haven't heard about more farmers getting cataracts if they are caused by UV rays as well, which they are.
Yeah, I don't know if the slippers and the dressing gown have anything to do with the sunglasses.
No,
but
I was just thinking today.
If you came home and your father was wearing all three, you got the fright of your life.
I was just thinking about it when I said that man would not wear sunglasses in a million years. And then I said, well, he wouldn't wear slippers either. The amount of times I bought him slippers. I don't know if it's a my dad thing or if it's a farmer thing, but the amount of slippers we bought him for Christmas over the years, and he wouldn't touch them. You're just allergic, yeah. And dressing gowns as well.
A style thing, yeah. I suppose. Right, sheep shearing. Is it around sheep shearing time
yes,
now?
Yes, so this is sheep shearing. The reason that you shear sheep in hot weather like now is because it's very hard to shear them in cold weather, because you need the hot weather, because what it does is it brings out this grease or wax, which makes it easier to shear. So really with shearing, you're shaving off yeah. fleece. It's the yeah. same as a man shaving his face and he's using a foam. So the hot weather brings out this wax. It's kind of like a dark black like tar. It's called lanolin. It's also known as wool grease. And this actually, just interestingly, is used in makeup as well. It's used in eyeliner, eyeshadow, foundations, lip balm, lipstick. It's used, it's very moisturising, so it can be used for eczema, and you know, a lot of dermatological products would use it as well. So that's why you do it in the hot weather. But the money that you get for wool is not the reason why you were doing it, certainly not nowadays. Years and years ago, the wool check would pay for a lot of the bills on the farm every year. It was a significant amount of money. But nowadays, farmers are just about covering the costs of shearing. So at the moment, well, July 2016, we don't have the figures for this year yet, but July 2016, for a kilogram of wool, you would get a euro. The year before that, it was a euro 40 to 45. And the year before that, a euro 30 to 35. So it does fluctuate quite a lot, but you get 2.5 kilos from every animal, which doesn't sound like much, but the wool is very, very light. So farmers aren't doing it, unfortunately, anymore to make money out of it. They're doing it because sheep get very, very warm. So really, it's to help them in the warm weather. And also, it prevents blowfly strike, which causes maggots. So it's kind of a health thing as well. But another reason why they do it is that sheep roll onto their backs. So I'm not sure if Mairead has ever mentioned this.
She has, yeah. Which, on one hand, sounds hilarious, but it's actually also very vicious, because then they get attacked by birds.
Yeah, they do. But a lot of people, if you search sheep and death wish on Twitter, you get all these people and sheep farmers tweeting about how they believe, they're convinced that sheep have a death wish because they just find all these ways to die. It's like their life ambition is to die. So they get caught in the square kind of gaps in wire fences. A friend told me today that the amount of times he has rescued sheep from a drain, he's pulled them out, and then 2 or 3 minutes later, 20 metres away, they've jumped into the drain again. So this is kind of another example. The sheep, now, obviously, it's not the sheep's fault, but they roll onto their back. They might be scratching. So if their wool is damp, especially when it gets quite heavy, and water droplets kind of go down onto their back, it can be irritating for them. So they might roll over to scratch, and then they can't get back up, and they actually will die in the space. They might get attacked by birds, which is, you know, another issue. But if that doesn't happen, which quite often it doesn't, they will die in 3 or 4 hours because all of this fluid goes to their head, their organs are under pressure, methane gas builds up. So again, my dad's sheep farmer, he was telling me that this time of the year, it'll be another month probably before he shears them, he'll be checking the sheep maybe 2 or 3 times every day, because if you see them on their back, he'll roll them over. And if they have a big heavy fleece, it's harder. It's this time of the year when they have a big heavy fleece. If it's a big heavy yo with a big fleece, it's more likely to happen, and that she won't be able to get back up.
Yeah, there's a shortage of hoof parers at the moment.
Yes, there are. So a hoof parer, as many of your listeners might be wondering what they do, they basically are, obviously animals, cows have hoofs. They're made of keratin, which is the same thing that our nails are made out of. And it's kind of to prevent lameness, and if they get any sores or anything, it's to kind of remedy that. But also it's to make sure that the weight of the cow is evenly distributed across the 4 hoofs, and there's 2 claws in every hoof, so across the 8 claws. And with the dairy industry expanding in Ireland all the time since quotas have been abolished, farmers' cows are walking longer distances to the parlours because farmers have increased their cow numbers. Therefore, they need more land for the cows to graze on. The land is usually further away from the parlour, so the cows are walking longer distances, but then they're also, because there's more of them, they're waiting longer, standing around the dairy parlour longer. They're not on the soft grass in the fields, they're a little bit longer in the parlour and waiting to be milked. So it's kind of one of the side issues that has come out of a very positive development, which was the abolition of quotas. So there is a shortage really in the dairy part of the country for these hoof parers. One man, Martin Murphy, he told again Farmers Journal news team this week that he has paired 1,400 more cows so far this year than he did last year.
Crikey.
So that's, you know, a very big increase. And I didn't actually realise, but we have an organisation in Ireland called the Irish Cattle Foot Trimmers Association.
you and me both.
They were founded, I think it was 2012, and they actually run courses. They're kind of a professional organisation for the profession of hoof pairing, and they have 4 levels of courses that they recognise for hoof trimming. So yeah, that's quite an interesting.
Isn't it just, yeah. And finally, what's the thing about mucky jeans?
Yes, so Nordstrom, which is a brand based in the United States.
Oh, I saw this. This is ridiculous.
They have brought out a pair of mucky jeans, which they call distressed jeans. And any very proud homeowner who had someone walking into their house with an actual pair of jeans that were this mucky would be very distressed. Maybe that's why they've called them distressed jeans. And they're designed to look as though they've seen some hard-working action with a crackled, caked-on, muddy coating that shows you're not afraid to get down and dirty. And they cost $425, which is about €391. So really, I'd say Levi Strauss is turning in his grave. I mean, at the moment in all the shops, I see it with girls my age as well, all the jeans are ripped, they have threads coming out of them, they're bleached. I mean, whatever happened to the kind of good old pair of straight-legged denim blue jeans?
There's a lot of farmers out there who shouldn't be shaving, shearing their sheep at all. They should just be selling their jeans.
Selling
they'd
their
make
jeans,
more
exactly.
money that way.
So it'd be very interesting to see if they do take off.
Somebody's texting to say slippers and dressing gowns that, you know, that your dad doesn't like it because he doesn't want to look like Hugh Hefner, which is possibly a fair point.
That's a very fair point.
Martin says, your dad doesn't wear sunglasses, slippers or dressing gowns. I like your dad. Aww. Says Martin. So there you go. So say okay. Hello to our dad for us. Mary Phelan there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.